it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's a wonderful draft. I'm sure we can all agree on that. Now you got to find a place for them to play, right? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates, the other two teams in town that I cover, in the same place that you found this. It's all still true. It all still happened. There was a draft in which one team went up and down each round, waiting out the player that they wanted at the position that they wanted, and never had to make a move to see it all align. The Steelers Nation, as I mentioned on our special weekend shows, seems to be universally overjoyed about this. And for sure, that takes into account everyone who's been communicating with me over the past 72 hours. I'm not sure I've ever experienced a reaction like this. But the next step, one might argue, is going to be that much harder, because now you have to take some pieces that don't necessarily automatically fit where you'd need them to, and make it happen anyway. And you might as well start with the headliner, because Troy Faoutanu is a left tackle. He was a left tackle in Washington. He wasn't moved around. He wasn't bumped around. No one anywhere was describing him as general offensive lineman. Yeah, there were a couple of scouting reports that would say maybe he'll shoot into guard just because he's deemed to be, by some, undersized. But this is a left tackle. And if you'll recall from last Thursday night when I asked Mike Tomlin about other positions for Faoutanu, he just looked at me blankly and said, he's a tackle. Okay, so that question appears to be answered. But what side? Because the most striking aspect of this entire arrangement is that the previous first-round pick also, of course, was a tackle. And Broderick Jones was put in at right tackle because no one thought Dan Moore could slide over from left to right. So they put the kid in there, and he does pretty well. And then after the season, Omar Khan says eventually he's going to end up at left tackle. He is a left tackle. And then they go and they get a left tackle. Now, there are a lot of different ways that one can presume that they'll attack this issue. But the one that they won't be able to do is to, quote-unquote, let it play out. You hear that phrase a lot as related to training camp-type settings? Not this one. My belief is that we're going to either know or have a really good idea by the time rookie minicamp gets going, and that's very soon, as to where Faoutanu will be expected to play. Why? Well, limited opportunity. If you want him to start, and you really should want him to start, and I'm talking season opener here, then every rep, every session, every day makes a difference in that preparation. And when you've got mini camp, one set of OTAs, another set of OTAs, and then the full squad, mandatory mini camp before you get to Latrobe, got to take advantage of him, got to have him where he's going to be. And really, just to be fair to both young players, you want them to be able to start thinking about where they're going to be and not have that be a concern. Just go ahead and get ready. Put everything you've got into envisioning excellence at one position. Now, what would I do? Well, I'm not Pat Meyer. I'm not Mike Munchak. I'm not John Cole. But I will say this. I would make the decision not based on anybody's comfort level, and believe it or not, not based on Jones having been able to slide across to right tackle. See, that to me is the easy way out of this. You can say, well, we already moved Broderick. He did well. We talked to him. He said everything's fine, and we're just going to go with it like this. I'm not feeling that. I'd rather look at each player's toolkit and what they can bring, partly from their style of play, but also, and maybe even more so, with their frames. If you look at Faotanu, he's not the size that Jones is. And again, I'm not going to play offensive line coach here and tell you which guy would be a better fit for either side, whether it's for frame purposes, for speed purposes, for rollout purposes, and definitely not anything having to do with having a left-handed quarterback, because the left-handed quarterback's only here on a one-year deal, meaning, of course, Russell Wilson. But I would look at what they are capable of doing when they're at their very best, independent of the side of the football they're on, and then from there, make a case to either guy or both guys and say, listen, we feel that your strongest suit is here because of this. And that could mean moving Faotanu across to right tackle. But then, it's not easy. I mean, you could go back and forth on this all day. If I had to make a prediction, as opposed to advocating for one or the other, I believe that Faotanu will stay on the left side, if only because they have nothing. They have nothing upon which to gauge that he could go to the right. And again, I'm not going to take an issue with it. I just, whatever it is that they do, it needs to be done before the rookies get together, and they need to stick to it. That's out of fairness to both of them, as well as, I think, best preparing the football team overall for the games to come. When we come back, J1Q. Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly, and George, LGKG, is a personal injury law firm in Western Pennsylvania that represents people hurt in car accidents or who need help with workers' comp or medical malpractice. When the attorneys at LGKG make you a promise, they keep it. They've been keeping promises in our region for over 80 years. LGKG's been AV rated, the highest rating a law firm can receive, and they've been designated super lawyers. That's actually a thing for over 15 years. It's a rare combination. LGKG has offices in Cranberry, Newcastle, Beaver Falls, Butler, and Elwood City. Learn more about them by visiting lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. LGKG. Today's J1Q comes from Bill, who says, hey, listen, I get that every team got better over the weekend, but man, how can you not be excited about how the Steelers did? I can't leave my house without someone talking about the Steelers draft, and it's great to hear. Bill goes on to say some nice things about our weekend coverage, both here with the two bonus episodes of Daily Shot, Saturday and Sunday, as well as our written coverage. Exhaustive and exhausting, I should add, written coverage at dkpittsburghsports.com. The giddiness isn't going to wear off for a while. I might want it to after a while because I don't really recognize you guys like this. I might even want to put out like an April Fool's type headline that Matt Canada has been hired back to serve as Arthur Smith's assistant, just to see some sourpusses again, you know? It's become so bad, meaning this giddiness, that there have even been some of you stretching for ways to avoid complimenting Mike Tomlin for whatever role he might have had in this. Those are my favorites. The ones like, does it seem to you that Tomlin is less involved in the draft process since Omar Khan and Andy Weidel took over? That kind of thing, you know? The correct answer, of course, is that, you know, Tomlin is just as involved in the exact same ways that he's always been. But then that, of course, puts you in the uncomfortable position of having to say, how do the cool kids put it now? the worst person in the world has just said something that I really liked, that kind of thing. Not that Tomlin's the worst person in the world, but there are people who seem to think that among the fan base. It's a neat thing. It's a good thing. And if you think that I'm going to say something today when I didn't over the weekend to try to temper that, I'm not. I think it's a terrific draft. I have not a negative syllable to speak about it. Look, if you've been with me for a while, you'll know when they've screwed up, I'm front and center and loud and clear, both in the criticism that I'll levy here and in written form, and also in being right there in the locker room in the press conferences to ask questions about it. But the only way to establish any kind of credibility or even to sustain existing credibility in this business is to be honest in all forms. This was a hell of a draft. This was a hell of a job by everybody involved. It doesn't mean that all the picks are headed to Canton. It doesn't mean that all of the picks will even make the 53 out of camp. We have no idea. But the draft process to this point, as you and I are communicating right now, is all you can control. And they nailed it. They crushed it. I appreciate the question. I appreciate the giddiness in its own uncomfortable form. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.